Hello.
Hey, is this Miss Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Miss Jones, I do apologize. I think what happened with the call, I was in the middle of clearing my history on my computer, and I guess it logged me out, but my calls were still coming through. But I knew it was going to
Oh.
eventually hang up, so I do apologize.
It's okay. I
Yes,
understand.
ma'am. Thank you. Now, what I was saying before we was disconnected was that your claim on file with us, it doesn't expire until July the 4th of this year. So with that being said, we won't have to file a new claim. The only thing that we'll be doing today is reopening this claim back up. That way you can start back certifying. So we'll basically be just updating your information on file.
Okay.
Okay. When was the last day that you worked?
Last Friday.
Okay. And who's your separate employer?
Innocent City Schools.
And is that Anniston City Board of Education?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is that the same employer from last time? I had Alabama Institute for Deaf and
No, that's a different
no. Okay,
employer.
that's a different employer. Okay. All right. Can you give me your start date with the Board of Education?
December 1st.
Okay. And what's the reason for separation with the employer?
I can't. I no longer have a babysitter.
Okay. All right. Would you like federal taxes taken out of your weekly benefit check with unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your primary telephone number?
256-225-0072.
All right, and for your payment method, would you like to receive your benefits direct deposit or would you like to have one of our state debit cards?
Direct deposit.
Okay, since we are reopening, I have to put an updated payment method on file for you. So I will need your account number and your routing number.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get it. Really? Okay. So the routing number is 062-00-1186.
All right, I'm going to repeat your routing number back to you. That is 062-00-1186.
1186.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes.
All right, and what's your account number?
678-254-1089. Yeah, 89. 1089. Stop, Casey.
Okay, so that's 6782541089.
Yes.
Okay,
You didn't
and may
say
you
6 7
verify?
8 2.
Yes, ma'am. Six seven
Okay.
eight two five four 1089. Okay, and may you verify your residence address for me?
109 Powell, PYLE Avenue, Anniston, Alabama, 36201.
Okay. All right. So your unemployment claim has been reopened. Starting this upcoming Sunday, you will be able to start back certifying, and you will certify every week as long as you're employed. And make sure that you're checking your tracker online to keep up with your claim status in regard to your benefits. As of right now, your claim status will be pending, and that is because we just reopened, and your employer has to be contacted regarding your separation. If any additional information is needed from you, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
When I make my claims, do I need to do it? Because I was doing it under the PUA, I think that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm. You're still under PUA, so you're still under the same program. So you'll be certifying under the PUA portal. Do you need that website again?
Could you email it to me?
I can't email it. Could you write it down?
Well, that's fine. I can find it. I have it somewhere in my phone.
Okay. All right. Do you have any more questions?
And then if you said they're going to have to get information from my employer, and
that
then do you know how long, you know, usually this process takes?
It normally takes maybe a week and a half to 2 weeks, but it just all depends, honestly, on the employer. If the employer does its part, far as filling out their separation notice and getting it turned back in, then I would say maybe 2 weeks at the max.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Labor Claims Division. And you have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.